Amen. Vegas, baby. One of the cool things about being in Vegas is what? You get all kinds of forms of entertainment, right? There's entertainment, not just these jackets. Okay, you get all kinds of cool things to do. In fact, what's the latest one they got for people to come? The Las Vegas Sphere. Have you seen that thing? That thing is wild. Let's take a look at that. Oh, yeah, freaky eyeball. Isn't that freaky? It looks fake, doesn't it? It's like, oh, that's Photoshop. Somebody, no, that is really downtown. Yeah. It's a freaky thing, okay? But as creepy as that is, especially that eyeball thing, whew, I'll tell you what. There's one form of entertainment that I hope we don't see anywhere, let alone Las Vegas, and it's this creepy clown show. I'm waiting for you to read it and let it sink in. And folks, this is literally the next clown show. They're doing it again. They're doing it again. I'm telling you, this is why I'm preaching on this. Okay? They're wanting us to go along with this again, this whole stupid clown show. Okay? And they are saying it's all coming back this fall. Masks, social distancing, yet another shot, and even the lockdowns. Watch this.
The same criminal UN global WEF New World Order regime's second rollout of lockdowns and attempts at forced injections and travel restrictions of being told you're not essential. We don't have to lay down and die. By the middle of September, that the new policy's being written, that this is done, they were told this is happening, this is not hypothetical, you will all have to wear masks again, and so will airport employees. Then, by the middle of October, they are going to say that everyone flying has to wear a mask. Well, I mean, why is this happening? They said, well, because of the new variant in Canada and because of the WHO, they may, you know, declare this. But regardless, we've been told this is going to happen. And then they were told, we expect by December a return to the full COVID protocol of 2020-2021.
In other words, the clown show's coming back. But hey, good thing that's just Alex Jones. He's a wacky conspiracy theory. That's not really happening. Folks, I'm telling you, you better get your eyes open, get your head out of the sand, pay attention. They're already projecting this in the media. And I quote, okay, what's it say? U.S. COVID-19 cases are up. Mask mandates return in some places. It's already starting to happen in certain businesses, certain hospitals, certain schools. They're ratcheting it up again, folks. It's not a joke. And not only that, not just the mask, not just the social distancing, all that baloney, but so are the shots. And I quote, Biden administration eyes when mid-September for yet another new COVID-19 booster rollout. In fact, Friday before last, here's what he said on tape.
President, can you say anything about the uptick of COVID cases and new variants?
Yes, I can. Matter of fact, I signed off this morning on a proposal we have to present to the Congress a request for additional funding for new vaccine that is necessary, that works. And tentatively, not decided finally yet, tentatively, it is recommended that, it would likely be recommended that everybody get it, no matter what they got before.
On tape, folks. That's bad enough. Not only, yeah, you got to get this, whether you got 15 others or other. This is what he said on tape. Listen, Fauci declares also, here's what is coming. all unvaccinated citizens must be locked down this winter. And I quote, you've had, this is from him, you've had to have something to immediately shut down the tsunami of infection. Lockdowns are absolutely justified. Why? Listen to this. If you have a vaccine available, you might want to lock down. Why? So that you can get everybody vaccinated, whether you got it or not. And again, folks, this is so serious. This is not a joke, right? What I'm hoping is this is just a new cycle, okay, like the balloon, the Chinese balloon, all that just to distract us. I hope, bare minimum, that's what it is. But there's places already doing this. So it very well could be coming. But it's so serious, you need to pay attention. You need to wake up. You need to start resisting. Do not comply. Don't comply with a lie, okay? But even the UK is warning us as Americans, you better start speaking up now, right? And I quote, Biden's plot to send America back into lockdown, quote, must be stopped. And if there's a lockdown that you and I as Christians should support, it's this one. You want to keep America safe? There you go. Right? Lock these two guys down. And that's it. But again, this is not a joke, folks. Even Europe is seeing it's starting up again, this big fat lie, and they're going to do it again, okay? And Europe, again, is warning us, you better resist now, because if you comply a second time, it's game over. This is from Christine Anderson from the European Parliament, and this is what she's warning us. Watch this.
This whole COVID madness, this so-called pandemic, it was just a test balloon. A gigantic test balloon. Well, for what, you ask? Well, to see how far they could go. To see what exactly they would have to do to get free individuals in a free and democratic society to consent to being forced into compliance. That's what they were trying to establish. That's what they were trying to figure out. And they have figured it out. Trust me, they are much smarter now. The goal ultimately is to transform our free and democratic societies into totalitarian societies. Their goal is to strip each and every one of us of our fundamental rights of freedom, democracy, the rule of law. They want to get rid of all of this. This whole COVID thing had never anything to do with public health. It never had anything to do with breaking waves. It always had to do with breaking people in order to make us a part of a mindless, malleable mass, which they can totally control, and we will be completely dependent upon this globalitarian elite. So I'm really imploring the people and all the peoples around the world, for God's sake, stop giving your democratically elected governments the benefit of the doubt. They are not deserving of that. They are not. Stop rationalizing whatever your government is doing. Stop rationalizing and come up with some good intentions. They have no good intentions. Never, as I said before, in the entire history of mankind, there has never been a political elite concerned about the well-being of regular people. And it isn't any different now. Why should it? Stop giving them the benefit of the doubt. Because I can tell you, you cannot comply your way out of a tyranny. It is impossible. Trying to do so, you will only feed a gigantic alligator in the hopes of being eaten last. But guess what? Your turn will come, and then you will be the one swallowed up. I also have to ask the people, end your silence. Speak up. For God's sake, stop complying. Start rebelling. They're out to get you if you do not resist.
And the key word there is to resist. And that's actually biblical, including the word rebel. And just so you know, the leadership we already met and we are in unison. If they ratchet this up again, this church will not comply. We will not shut our doors. We will not put on masks. We will not social distance. And we won't promote any stupid shot. Why? Because you do not comply with tyranny. You do not comply with a lie. And that's all this is based on. We're going to see today. In fact, we need to get back to what God says we need to do. We need to be the last day's resistance and be the fly in these guys' ointment and expose what they're up to. I didn't say it. God did. Read your Bible. What a concept. Open your Bibles to 2 Thessalonians 2. Let's take a look at that third indicator, who we're supposed to be specifically, not just the salt, not just the light, but in the context as we await the rapture. Here's another one, and we better get back to it real quick. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. If you find 1 Thessalonians, what do you do? Hang right. That's right. If you find 3 Thessalonians, what do you do? Yeah, that's not in the Bible. You need to dump it. Right. All right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 through 10 is page 1880 in my Bible. If that speeds it up for you. But you know what? I'm stalling time because I know you're going to get there in time. But let's stand as we read God's holy word. This is us. This is the identity. I didn't make this up. This is coming from God. This is what God says. We are what we are called to do. This is, listen, marching orders from God specifically as we await the rapture and see the building of the Antichrist kingdom. He tells us what to do. Right. Here's what it says. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him. He's talking about the rapture. That's what we're waiting for. That's the next event on God's prophetic time calendar. Happen any moment. He says, we ask you, brothers, do not become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy or report or letter supposed to come from us saying that what? The day of the Lord has already come. Now, the day of the Lord is the day of God's wrath. And God's wrath starts at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation. So the day of the Lord starts at the seven-year tribulation and moves forward. So basically, concerning the rapture, he's saying, don't let anybody come to you with some supposed word from God, or I got some special technique, I've got this calculator, and I've figured out some new math, right? That you, Christian, are in the seven-year tribulation. What's Paul say about that? And boy, is that applicable today. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way. Why? Because that day, not the rapture, the day of the Lord, the seven-year tribulation will not come until what? The rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed. That's what starts the seven-year tribulation, Daniel 9:27. He makes a covenant with Israel. Bang! That's the Antichrist. That's what starts the seven-year tribulation. But then he goes on and says that he's the man doomed to destruction. He's going to oppose. He will exalt himself over everything that is called God or his worship so that he sets himself up into God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God, the halfway point there now of the seven-year tribulation, the abomination of desolation. But watch this. I love this. Paul says, come on. Crone translation. McFly! Hello! That's what he says. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I already told you these things? How many of you guys realize that 2 Thessalonians came after 1 Thessalonians? For those of you hooked on math, that's amazing, right? Now why? Because the 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, he talks about the rapture. After Paul left, some false teachers came and says, hey, you're in the seven-year tribulation, the day of the Lord, and they freaked out. So he had to write 2 Thessalonians to correct that lie. So don't you remember when I told you, I tell these things? And you know what's holding him back, the Antichrist, from appearing at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation, so that he may be revealed in the proper time. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. That's what we're seeing, folks. With all this globalism stuff going on, they're building the foundation of the Antichrist kingdom. It's already at work. But the one who now what? Holds it back. Literally the restrainer. Restraining, the restraining influence, that's us, the church, who holds it back, will continue to do so until when? He is taken out of the way, out of the way, taken out of the way. You know what that is in the Greek? It literally means to rise from the midst. That's the rapture, exactly. And so basically, perfectly fitting, the pre-trib rapture, shocker, we leave prior to the seven-year tribulation. After we are taken out, rising from the midst, the rapture, what happens then, according to the Bible? Bang, then the lawless one will be revealed. So listen, he can't appear until we disappear. That's what the Bible says. So why are you putting us in the seven-year tribulation? We're just letting the Bible speak for itself. But then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the works of who? Satan. So you'll know who's working for the Antichrist kingdom when they emulate Satan's behavior. We'll get to that in a second. Okay. Displaying all kinds of counterfeit, lying, miracles, signs, and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing, they perish. Why? Because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. You may be seated. They refuse to love the truth. They didn't want to hear the truth. You tried to tell them the truth. And what they say? No, I don't want to hear it. Including what's going on right now. Including what's been going on the last 3 years. Right? It's the same thing. But the Bible says, listen, the phrase there, holds him back, it literally means to restrain. It's the Greek word kateko, and it means to hold back, to detain, to hinder the course or the progress thereof. Of what? When you see evil, satanic tyranny, when you see a foundation being laid, this secret power of lawlessness already being laid, God says, church, resist. Speak up. Shout it from the rooftops. And see, that's why the Antichrist can't appear, because we're ruining it for him. If we were in the 7-year tribulation, we'd ruin him for him. Because, oh, there he is. He just made the peace treaty with Israel. But no. In the meantime, we speak up against this. The last day's resistance, the restraining influence. Now, again, can I tell you what is the exact opposite of restrain against? Comply. And that's what we're being asked to do, to comply with a satanic regime and satanic behavior. It's like, well, how could you say that? Because this is what Jesus said about Satan. Remember, they come in accordance with the work of Satan? Well, who's Satan? Well, here's just two characteristics. And when somebody's doing this, they're working for Satan. John chapter 8, speaking of the devil by Jesus, he said he was a what? A murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. Why? Because there is no truth in him. When he lies, Satan, he speaks his native language. Why? Because he's a liar and he's the father of all lies. So you and I, the Bible says, we're not just to be the salt. We're not just to be the light. We're to be the last day's restraining influence. Certainly against the secret power of lawlessness, the what we see, the world being laid, the foundation for the Antichrist kingdom that is built on what? Lies and murders. We're not to comply with that. We don't condone that. We don't ignore it. We don't scoff against that. We don't stay silent about it. You resist that. You get it? This is from God. As we await the rapture, what are you supposed to do? Not comply. Resist. Hold back. Tell the truth. Why? Because we are the people of the truth. We follow Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And we are not promoters of murder. We promote life. So how could we support anything that is helping to build the Antichrist kingdom? How could we support anything as a Christian that is built on lies and murders? What did I just describe? The whole COVID pandemic. The whole thing was nothing but a pack of lies. Not just a pack of lies. Murderous lies. Murdering massive amounts of people. We have marching orders from God. You need to resist. Praise God, all three of you got that. But that's why I'm preaching on that. And so here's the point. I'm going to remind ourselves, as if we need reminders, but I think we do. We have been so lied to by these guys so many times, I think we've forgotten it. I literally do. Because we're conditioned to being lied to. That we've forgotten how many times they've lied to us. I mean, if they lied to us once, you shouldn't listen to them. But they have repeatedly lied over this COVID pandemic. So there is no way you and I need to repeat a clown show. We are to resist that. But again, I'm going to remind us just how many times they lied to us last time. So if they ratchet up again the second time, don't repeat the clown show. Right? So let's take a look at some of the lies. The first lie they told us, it's going to kill us all. COVID's coming! COVID's coming! It's worse than the British! COVID's coming! Remember that? Arizona, we're all gonna die! So was it true? Because there was a bug, and we'll see, they released it on purpose. There was a bug that went around. Was it gonna kill us all? No. Here's the truth, folks, right? But that was the first lie to get people to freak out. Right? Watch this.
Don't I have a high chance of dying if I don't get the experimental injection? The answer is no. According to the government's own statistics and good old-fashioned math, your chances of surviving COVID-19 without the experimental injection depends on your age group. 0 to 14, survival is 99.9998%. 15 to 44, survival is 99.9931%. 45 to 64, survival is 99.9294%. 65 to 85, survival is 99.6297%. And over 85, survival is 98.2499%. The numbers don't lie. In fact, Your chance of being struck by lightning is about the same as your chance of dying from COVID. Do we need an experimental injection for potential lightning strikes? And by the way, remember the so-called vaccine wasn't even proven to stop anyone from dying from COVID anyway.
And it doesn't. We'll get to that in a second. But remember that? Oh, it was the first line. You die! You have more odds of getting struck by a lightning bolt than dying from that. You, more people will die of the legitimate flu than that. We were lied to right from the get-go. But that was the first one. Once they got people freaked out, what was the next one? Now go hide in the hills, hide in your house. Don't come out. Remember that? Lock. And that, hey, but just work with this. It's just for a couple weeks. And the lockdowns would all go away. Remember that lie? That was a lie. And not only did it not work, but it didn't stop. It just kept going on. I don't know. You guys seem to be a smart crowd, but hey, if it didn't work before the last time, do you think it's going to work again the second time? It's a lie. Don't comply with a lie, which led to the next one. Okay, now, if you do happen to venture out of the house, then you better put on that one mask, because that mask is our only hope. If you don't wear a mask, you're going to die. Remember that? An insane thing? Is everybody scrambling for toilet paper? Remember that? It was a lie. They lied. Okay? First they said, wear a mask. Then they said, no, you don't have to wear a mask. And then they say, mask works. And then they say, no, masks don't work. And then Fauci, in fact, Biden administration, listen, COVID advisor, face mask, what? Don't help much from COVID-19. But you got to put it on anyway. And then you got one. No, now you need two. Now you remember that? This is what is happening right now. Businesses, some hospitals, schools, put those things back up. You liars. They didn't work the first time. In fact, watch this, folks. This is Fauci on tape going back and forth. Again, we forget how many times we were lied to just on the mask issue. Watch this.
People should not be walking around with masks. Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better. And masks are protective. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
There has not been any indication that putting a mask on and wearing a mask for a considerable period of time has any deleterious effects. There are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. You do not need to wear a mask indoors if, in fact, you've been vaccinated. Good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
So even if you are vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
But if, in fact, you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, you are protected, and you do not need to wear a mask outdoors or indoors.
When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks.
You know, if you look at children outside, particularly when they're with the family, walking down the street, playing a game or what have you, don't have to wear a mask.
The Academy of Pediatric actually makes that recommendation that children should be wearing masks from 2 years old onward.
And you're asking now, if your child is a member of your household, can you walk outdoors with your child without a mask? According to that chart, the answer is yes.
But the child can't, not to beat it to death. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Because now the CDC says, I mean, I think I've got this right. One mask is better than zero masks. Two masks is better than one mask. But you don't have to have double masks. Is that right? I mean,
it became clear that cloth coverings that you didn't have to buy in a store, that you could make yourself, were adequate. And then you want it to fit better. So one of the ways you could do it, if you would like to, is put a cloth mask over, which actually here and here and here, where you could get leakage in, is much better contained.
Now, are you a double masker, Dr. Fauci? Look like you are.
Yeah, you're a double pathological liar. We forget how many times we've been lied to until you string it all together, don't we? That guy's not just a liar. He's a pathological liar. They all are. Is that what you do? Hey, I'm a Christian. I'm all about truth. Let me see who's a pathological liar who does nothing but lie, and I'll do whatever they say. Are you serious? It's a lie. And, of course, that led to the next lie. Okay, hey, are you tired of the mask? Double mask, one mask, no mask, this mask. Well, if you would just get the shot, it'll all go away. Remember that? And then people say, I'm sick of these masks. I'm going to go get that jab. And they got the jab. And as soon as they got the jab, guess what? You still had to wear the mask. You lied. Right? It went back and forth the next time, which lead to the next one. Well, don't worry. We're never going to mandate any of this. They actually, have we forgotten this? They actually started when they were ramping up the fear. Don't worry, don't worry. We'll never mandate this. You'll always have a choice. You liars. That's what they said on tape. They did the exact opposite. Watch this.
I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Can we mandate vaccines across the country? No, that's not a role that the federal government, I think, even has the power to make.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that. We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
But you went ahead and did it anyway. You lied. You lied. That was just easing you into that. They just keep lying and lying and lying, which of course then led to the next thing. They admitted, this wasn't that long ago, folks. They finally admitted, right, that what? They made the whole thing up. This is from the CDC. Director Rachel Walensky admits major COVID-19 mistakes, plans to restructure the agency, calling it a reset. And you're like, well, what mistakes did you make? Why are you backpedaling? And I quote, this is all from the CDC. Quote, CDC finally admits PCR tests unable to differentiate between flu and COVID withdraws its use. The whole testing thing was a lie. It can't differentiate between nothing. You will always find what you want with those tests. The CDC admitted that. That was just the first one. They also did this. Have we already forgotten? Dr. Birx admits she and Fauci, quote, made up the science on lockdowns and social distancing. They made it up. They admitted they made it up. There's no science involved. And then finally, shocker, the CDC quietly, everybody's distracting something else, admits vaccine status discrimination, finally admits their vaccines, quote, do not prevent anyone from getting or spreading the virus. The whole shot was a lie. They admitted it was a lie. In fact, they admitted on the tape they knew the vaccines wouldn't work. Have we forgotten that? Watch this interview.
A lot of people looking at the president now having this, and all these people who have been fully vaccinated and boosted and all that, and they're getting it. The 20% or so of Americans who've not been vaccinated might look at that doctor and say, well, why bother? Why bother? What do you tell them?
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines.
It was recognized. Just a few things I want to correct in the story or examples that were just given. I think it's been dispelled that the vaccine prevents the spread of COVID. I mean, I don't know why we're still saying that. I mean, the CDC director has apologized for being wrong about that. The NIH director is... said that he was wrong about that. Literally everybody, Deborah Birx.
Come and yield.
I will yield.
Did Dr. Fauci admit that he was wrong about that as well? Yeah.
I believe they've all admitted that.
No way.
So
they got the vaccine and they got COVID.
Yes, they've all gotten COVID. The president himself is contagious right now, even though he's had four shots of the vaccine. And that is why he's staying away from people. So I just take a little bit of issue that we are in a congressional markup still perpetuating this falsehood that was propagated by the pharmaceutical companies that stood to profit by this. They knew it wasn't even true. Their tests with 50,000 people in the trials were designed not to explicitly not show whether it did or didn't stop the spread of COVID. So I just offended that we're still perpetuating that myth when virtually everybody has admitted that it was a myth. And the reason we need to acknowledge that is the myth that underlies the entire rationalization for kicking somebody out of the military for not taking the vaccine.
Or your job. It's a lie. They admitted it. It's all a lie. And they're saying it's coming again this fall. Exact same process. Scare. The Canadian variant's coming down to get us. Has nothing to do with Calvin and Helena. Right? We're glad they're here. He's coming to get us. Masks. Put those masks back on. Line up. Stay away from each other. Who's looking forward to those arrows back in Walmart? So we can know which way to go. Social distance. Get the next shot. Biden just said it's coming out. Lockdowns. And this time, make sure everybody gets that shot. You sickos. Do not comply with a lie. These guys are satanic. This whole thing's built on lies and murders. And God says, church, you are to resist this until I come back and get you. Which led to the next lie. They said, oh, come on. Those guys are conspiracy theorists. We didn't purposely make this thing in a lab. And we didn't release this on people. Right? Because as soon as you deny the vaccine or say, man, hey, I don't know. You shouldn't be getting that thing. It doesn't look good. You know, all this other stuff. They say, oh, you mean to tell me there was no such. I didn't say there was no such thing as COVID. There was a bug. But I'm convinced they made it and released it on us. Now, it had a extremely high survivability rate. But still, it was out there. Some of us got sick from it. But they made this thing on purpose. And they denied. But guess what? Now it's out. Yeah, they made it in the lab and they released it on us. Watch this. It's on tape.
I don't know how many times I can say it, Madam Chair. We did not fund gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
In our health lead, we now know that a bat coronavirus was enhanced in a lab.
NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute.
The National Institutes of Health acknowledged that it funded research of a virus that was studied at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The experiment, unexpectedly, we're told, made a bat coronavirus more contagious than the original naturally occurring one.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement.
A new letter raising questions about experiments in a Wuhan lab.
Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
For years, the National Institutes of Health provided grant money to the Equal Health Alliance Research Group, which conducted experiments with bat coronaviruses in Wuhan, China.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Wait a minute.
It did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab. And there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
National Institute of Health admitted this week that it funded controversial gain-of-function research using coronaviruses at a lab in China at the epicenter of the pandemic, contradicting claims from Dr. Anthony Fauci that American tax dollars never paid for that kind of research.
I have not lied before Congress. I have never lied. Certainly not before Congress. Case closed.
As his nose goes through the screen, 18 feet long, you liar. Have we forgotten how many times these guys lie? The whole thing was deliberately done on purpose. Now, again, it wasn't just, we're going to see, hurt and harm and kill people. It wasn't just make billions of dollars. But they used, remember Klaus Schwab, what in our studies? We know here at this church, he admitted the COVID pandemic was what? The excuse for them, the elites, out of keeping us in fear, because we're more apt to surrender our freedoms in a time of fear than in peace. They create a global crisis, you create the global outcome, to reset, reimagine, and revision our world into this new great reset. He admits it. It was all a lie. They purposely did this, which of course led to the next lie. Well, hey, listen. Be that as it may, we created this and released it on you. The vaccine is our only hope. Remember that? That's it. That's the only option. So just line up and take it. You liars. You liars. There was other treatments available because there was a bug that they created in the lab that was released on us with a high survivability rate, kind of like the flu. And it got rid of it just like that. It's very cheap, been around for decades. Ivermectin. But you see, they made that out to be something dangerous and horrible. Yeah.
You want to eat horse paste stuff? That's horrible! Yeah. We're here to help you with this vaccine. That stuff will never...
It worked. Still works to this day. Yeah. Whatever variant's out there. I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV. I'm not here to give medical advice. I'm just telling you. It works. And they knew it works. That's why they deliberately made anybody out to be a fool who tried to say, hey, there's some cheap, effective medications we already got on the market that gets rid of this bug if you do catch it. Remember this? Watch this.
And first this morning, the potentially deadly impact of censorship and media cover-ups. As evidence mounts that big tech and corporate media have silenced truthful facts about COVID to the detriment of the American people. My first guests this morning were studying and questioning potential treatments for COVID-19 throughout the pandemic. And despite evidence of safety and efficacy of early treatment from at least one drug that's been on the market for treating other sicknesses, any mention of either ivermectin or, to a lesser extent, hydroxychloroquine was met with attacks and takedowns by political operatives and some media. Such mentions or posts were censored by social media.
Why would you do that? I mean, if you're really here for the people and to help them, if they did get this COVID bug that you created in a lab and released on us, you would think, hey, try anything. Let's get rid of this. Let's get back, you know, to normalcy. Because they didn't want to come out. Because they wanted to use that excuse, the only hope is this vaccine. So they could make money and murder people and all this other stuff. It wasn't just that, folks. You need to understand. By law, those vaccines could not have been granted emergency use authorization by law if there's something already available to cure the problem. So they couldn't have something out there to cure the problem to get the emergency use authorization. The whole thing was a lie. So much of a lie, outside of the United States, India said, oh, well, we're doing it anyway. They gave their population ivermectin when it did release over there. Bang, got rid of it overnight. Have we forgotten this? And folks, they're ratcheting it up again, which led to the next lie. Well, hey, you can trust our numbers. I mean, this is serious stuff. I mean, there's people out there, they're dying like flies over this COVID thing. You just got to just get the shot anyway. No, you lied about the numbers. Okay. In fact, dare I say, quote, CDC report, again, what's it say? 94% of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. had contributing conditions. Right? So again, 94% of what they said died from them, it wasn't from COVID. And the reason why is because the numbers were inflated. Why? Because they went to the medical establishment and said, we will pay you to inflate the numbers. Oh, come on. That's a conspiracy theory. No, it's all out, man. Have we forgotten? CDC admits what? Financial hospital incentives drove up COVID-19 death rates. They got paid to inflate the numbers. And not to the tune of millions. What's it say? Billions. Billions. And this is why it became a joke, right? You knew somebody that died and might have been in a car accident, right? And all of a sudden, oh, COVID got him. What do you mean COVID got him? You know, and that was this meme back in the day. Man eaten by shark dies from coronavirus. Remember that? We laughed about it because it was a joke. I've got actual accounts of people who had loved ones who died from like a heart attack or something during this time, and they literally had to fight to get the death certificate to not say that they died of COVID. It's like, what do you put that on there? They didn't die from that. There's a reason why. Because, folks, that procedure that they did with the hospitals, they turned the doctors and the hospitals into a modern-day medical mafia. Murder for hire. Listen, have we forgotten? This doctor exposes the payoff. Watch this. This is sick.
So the current situation is this. If you have COVID and you end up in the hospital, you're put on a rigid protocol, and there is high mortality rate in the hospital, and your family is kept in the dark as to what's happening. So what's going on here? Number one, the CARES Act is providing bonus payments to hospitals whenever you have a diagnosis of COVID. And then number two, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services is waiving patient rights. This is a deadly combination. So here's what happens. You get a payment because you offer a free COVID test in the emergency room. You get a boost payment if you have a diagnosis of COVID. Number three, you get another bonus payment if you are admitted with COVID. Number four, you get another bonus payment if you're put on remdesivir. Number five, another bonus payment if you're put on a mechanical ventilator. Number six, another 20% bonus if
the diagnosis on your death certificate says COVID, even though you may not have died from COVID. And then number seven, there's bonus payments to coroners. Do you understand the gravity of what's happening right now? The Biden administration is literally paying hospitals to kill you. That's what's happening. This is terrible. We need to stop that. These are real human lives we're talking about. They're priceless. It's estimated at about $100,000 per patient is what the hospital is getting. Think about that.
That's why I call it the modern day medical mafia. We all have stories of folks we know this happened to. They went in and they never came out. And we're going to comply with this again a second time? You wonder why, by God's grace and his mercy, he has blessed us with the Holy Trinity medical practice. Amen. Faithful medicine. Because they're saying they're going to do it again, they'll make money again, which means they're going to do this again. We still need medical care. Praise God, God has allowed us the privilege to have faithful medicine. People who are here to help you, not kill you. Which, of course, led to the next slide. Well, hey, listen, these things are highly effective. Remember that? Remember that phrase? It's safe and effective. Safe and effective. Safe and effective. Safe and effective. These things are so effective. You just got to do it because it's so effective. No, it's not. In fact, again, let's string it together in a timeline and watch the safe and effective numbers go down to the toilet. Okay? This is all on tape. Watch this.
So now we have two vaccines that are really quite effective. The mRNA vaccine, highly effective, extraordinarily efficacious, 94 to 95% for mild to moderate disease, and virtually 100% efficacious, because the real world effectiveness is even more impressive than the results of the clinical trial.
Colossally stupid is the word for the day. We will be guilty of being colossally stupid if we think this next one that Biden just said is coming out
that really works this time
is going to be safe and effective. It's all a lie, folks. But again, when you string it all together, we forget this, don't we? And that's what they hope. They just move on to the next cycle, next cycle, and you forget how many times these guys have lied to us, which, of course, leads to the next slide, the pathological line. It produces great immunity. No, shocker, now it's come out, it does the exact opposite. It actually destroys your immunity. Quote, COVID vaccines destroy natural immunity and then makes you dependent upon those shots just to stay alive, number one. Number two, it takes anything that you got that might be floating around, but you're okay now, and makes it come back with a wildfire. Quote, Idaho doctor reports 20 times increase in cancer among what? Those who got the shot, the vaccinated. Why? In fact, we have a new term out there that's never been here before. It's called turbo cancer. We can't figure out what's going on. Turbo cancer. Well, it's from the shots. Because you have no immunity. It destroys your immunity. And even though you were normally fine, but now since you have no immunity, whatever was floating around you could be cancer, could be some other disease. Bang! It comes back and you're dead quick. And we all got stories of those people too. I had a guy at first service. He'd come up here with tears after when I was done. He said, they killed my brother. They killed my brother. They killed my mother with turbo cancer. And then if you did get the bug that they purposely released, shocker, guess what? The way God has designed our bodies, you're way better off. With something that's 99% survivability rate. It's a lie. And they say, well, listen, we got to do this because we got to stop the spread of this COVID. It keeps branching off and these new variants and this and that. No, that was a lie. They said that the vaccines prevent COVID. No, actually, you produce COVID with these things. And that's out now. Fully vaccinated people are still getting infected with COVID. Shocker. Okay. And then they came up with a new word. Remember that? People say, oh, you get the shot, you'll never get COVID again. You'll be protected. What? Breakthrough cases after people getting shot. What was that? That's word speak. Can I translate that for you? You got the shot, they're supposed to get rid of COVID, and you still got COVID. But you can't say that. That's a little too obvious. It's a breakthrough case. No, it's you got the stupid shot that wasn't going to get rid of it in the first place, and they admit it, and you still got COVID. That's what it means. It's all word speak. Breakthrough cases. 60% of hospitalization are from fully vaccinated. COVID rates rise among the fully vaccinated, higher than the non-vaccinated. Shocker. Okay. And then watch this. This is a graph from different countries around the world who also were forced to take this jab. Watch where the jab comes into play. 100% of the time, it actually produces COVID. 100% of the time. Watch this. Second Thessalonians 2, resist. You need to resist. This was a lie. It didn't prevent COVID. It actually spread COVID because they got to keep that fear going. Remember that? Remember that? Remember how we were made to feel if we chose not to get the jab? Right? And then we're sitting there going like, wait a second. You got the jab. You got a second jab. You were doing that clown show. You got a sixth booster. And you still got COVID. Remember that? We were sitting like, how does that make sense? And then I've got to get it? And if I don't get it, I'm going to hurt you? What? By nature of a so-called remedy, if you took something that's going to remedy you from getting some disease, why are you afraid about me? It was ridiculous. And it led to this lady saying this genius statement. Watch this.
Why do the protected need to be protected from the unprotected by forcing the unprotected to use the protection that didn't protect the protected in the first place?
Yeah. Amen. You know what? That is so good. That's like a Lay's potato chip. You can't watch it just one time. You need another dose of that common sense.
Why do the protected need to be protected from the unprotected by forcing the unprotected to use the protection that didn't protect the protected in the first place?
Yeah. Run for Congress. We need people like that in office, okay? But basically what she's saying, I am not going to be a part of a clown show. Because this is a clown show, man. This is a joke, okay? And then again, remember how we were made to feel?
If you don't get vaccinated, you've got the plague. You're the ones keeping us from being healthy and getting back to normalcy. Remember that?
We were made to feel like second class. Remember, and what's their phrase that they've used all the time against us for decades?
My body, my choice. Remember that?
Now, their argument for my body, my choice gets thrown in our face as a Christian when they want to murder children, i.e. abortion. Now, that phrase, my body, my choice, does not fly because, all right, if you want to murder your body, that's one thing. I don't recommend that because that's called suicide and we're on the side of life. But second of all, the problem is that's another body inside your body called a baby, and that's called murder. But let's go back to that premise. Let's go back to that premise.
My body, my choice.
Where did that go when it came to the vaccine?
My body, my choice.
Right? But oh no, we were not allowed to think that. Okay? And they guilted us. Oh, hey, you're the ones that are keeping this going. How dare you? When actually, it was the opposite. It wasn't that the unvaccinated were harming the vaccinated. It was the exact opposite. They even admitted this in Congress. Watch this. Did we forget?
We need to recognize people's health autonomy. This is their body. They should be able to make these choices. But I want to talk a little bit about some of the information we're not getting from our healthcare industries, our healthcare agencies, that people who are choosing not to get vaccinated are looking at. And it's not disinformation. This is real information. It's just being withheld from the public by healthcare agencies, by the media, and the social media. The first thing I want to show is a chart I put together. Again, this is real data. This comes from the CDC in terms of the number of new cases per day, as well as the number of deaths per day. The deaths are down here in a very thin red line. But you can see by this chart that in terms of the surge of the initial alpha variant of COVID, pretty well peaked late December, early January. The vaccines got the emergency use authorization about mid-December. The orange line shows the percent of Americans vaccinated, fully vaccinated. And you can see the initial surge, the initial pandemic was winding down before the vaccines even could take effect. Now, again, we all hoped and prayed that the vaccine would be 100% effective and 100% safe. But when you look at this chart, as the pandemic's winding down, the percent of fully vaccinated individuals are going up, you would think, again, you would think what you'd see is just a complete winding down of the pandemic. But that's not what we've seen. We've seen this new surge. This new surge of a variant called Delta.
So did it stop COVID? No, it actually what? Produced COVID. And again, you keep producing COVID because you just became a spike protein factory. And then guess what? Shocker, the people around you are now at danger. Have we forgotten this? COVID-19 vaccine spike proteins are shedding. Listen, giving people heart attacks, strokes, and more. Not just the people that got the shot, but are exposed to the people who got the shot. The spike proteins injected into people with COVID-19 vaccine can be shed. The shedding can severely affect the people around the vaccinated person and cause severe health complications such as a heart attack. It was the exact opposite. It wasn't the unvaccinated that were hurting the vaccinated. Those that got the shot became a potential threat to the rest of us who didn't, which led to the next lie. Well, hey, don't worry about that. There's hardly any adverse reactions or death from the vaccines. I don't have time to go into the examples of the millions of people who are not only damaged and harmed, but forever debilitated because of the shot. But we're talking about people dying like flies. You're going like, well, how come we haven't heard of that if it's really that dangerous? Because they lied. And I quote, what's it say? The VIR system only records fewer than 1% of COVID-19 vaccines, side effects and deaths. So their supposed statistical data, this is all the people that ever died, admits we only record less than 1% of that. Which is why early on, people were saying, and I still think it's more than this, but conservative estimates just in America, they believe, based on that lie of Veers, at least 2 million Americans have died from the shot. In fact, it's getting so obvious that, listen to this, I'm going to share with you a video clip. This is a liberal Democrat. And his friends began to die like flies who got the shot. And he jumped ship. Says, I can't be a part of this camp anymore. Listen to what he says. This is on tape.
Steve Kirsch is an entrepreneur, self-made success story. Enjoys us how to explain his reasoning. Steve, when did the Democratic Party start going south with you?
Well, when they violated my trust, Brian. You know, they told the agencies, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, said that these vaccines were safe and effective. And when I started seeing my friends die and be injured, and I started looking at the data, there was no question that this vaccine is the most dangerous vaccine ever created by man. It is 1,000 times more deadly than the smallpox vaccine, and that's too unsafe for people to use. And I could not get even a single minute in front of any Democratic congressman. The best I got was that Ro Khanna gave me to a staff member who took 2 months to get back to me. And when I asked if she had read what I had sent her, she said, no, it disagreed with the CDC, so it's not right. And so I didn't really read it.
So
that's as far as I ever got.
But you didn't stop there. You did your own research. What did you find? What did you find was effective? And what was the reaction when you put it out there?
Well, what I found was that hundreds of thousands of Americans have been killed by this vaccine, and millions have been injured. And, you know, clearly you are more likely to be injured or dead from the vaccine than if you were unvaccinated. So what they're saying, and what the reality is completely opposite. There is a conservative radio show commentator, his name is Wayne Root. He had a wedding 8 months ago, and he had about half conservatives half of his, they're all pretty much conservatives, okay? But half were vaccinated and half were not vaccinated. And he found that of the 100 people that were vaccinated, he had 26 people who were seriously injured, and he had 7 people who died. And in the unvaccinated group, he had 0 and 0.
So, Steve, now, yeah, we don't
that
know.
That is statistically impossible,
right,
if the vaccines are safe.
A liberal Democrat, and kudos to him, instead of sticking your head in the sand, going along with it and complying with a lie, and a murderous one at that, he said, I can't be a part of this anymore. And we're going to be a part of this a second time? That they're saying, no way, man, no way. Two more, we'll wrap it up. The next one, they said, well, hey, listen, okay, maybe a couple people die, but we never lie about the horrible side effects. Yes, you did, and you're still doing it to this day. And I quote, watch this, OSHA instructs federal agencies not to record COVID vaccine side effects. That's called a lie. That's called a cover-up. In fact, watch how sneaky they played with the numbers. And I quote, don't count vaccine deaths until 2 weeks after vaccination. Yeah. This is from the CDC. Now, let me explain to this. And I quote, according to the CDC, this is their rule, you are not counted as fully vaccinated until a full 14 days have passed since your second injection, in the case of Pfizer or Moderna, or 14 days after you got the first dose of Johnson & Johnson. This is despite the fact that over 80% of deaths after vaccines occur in that window. Quote, how convenient. Which means anyone who dies within the first 14 days post-injection, listen, is counted as an unvaccinated death. Which not only inaccurately inflates the unvaccinated death toll, but it hides the real dangers of those who are dying from the injections in the first 2 weeks. It's all a lie, folks. And that's what people are saying. It's being suppressed, falsely recorded. It's a cover-up. They're hiding it from us. The deaths from all this is not from COVID. It's from people getting the shots. Vaccine death cover-up, right, is going on. People, tens of thousands, are dying as soon as they get the shot. And it's not stopping. And this one, I don't know if you guys remember this one, Detroit TV asked for stories of unvaxxed people dying from COVID and gets over 180,000 responses of people who got injured from the vaccine or died. Because that's what it is. And again, all you and I have, we have stories, every single one of us. We know of loved ones. We know of families. We know of coworkers. We know of neighbors. We know of several people who got the shot and right now are dead. That's the elephant in the room, folks. But there are some doctors out there, thousands of them. We are not alone, folks. The media won't let you know this. We are not alone. There's thousands of doctors out there saying, please, we beg you as medical professionals, don't get the shots. Watch this.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to myself and my colleagues today, speaking to you from the heart about what we've observed and what we're recommending as the Global COVID Summit team of over 17,000 physicians and scientists from all over the world. We declare, and the data confirm, that the COVID-19 experimental genetic therapy injections must end. We must acknowledge that the genetic COVID-19 genetic injections cause far more harm than good and provide zero benefit relative to risk for the young and healthy. They do not reduce COVID-19 infection, which is treatable and not terminal. Furthermore, the most recent data demonstrates that you are more likely to become infected or have disease or even death if you've been vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated people. This is shocking to hear, but it is what the data are showing us. The data now show that these experimental gene therapy treatments can damage your children as well as yourself. They can damage your heart, your brain, your reproductive tissue, and your lungs. This can include permanent damage and disablement of your immune system.
Not one, not seven, not 17, not 17,000 doctors are now saying, don't do this. Weren't we supposed to trust the science? That's what they're saying. And here they are saying, let's do it again this fall. Don't be a clown, which leads us to the final lie. There's a lot more, but I'm just going to give you one more. Hopefully you're getting the idea that we shouldn't comply with a lie. And that's this one. This one's sick. Don't worry. It's safe for the kids. You know, it's one thing that you want to murder adults. And that's horribly wrong, obviously. But when you will look us in the face, knowing that this will murder even kids and promote that, maybe there's a special place in hell for you. I don't know. But that's who we're dealing with here. In fact, folks, the former Pfizer executive said, quote, children are 50 times more likely to die from the vaccine than from the virus itself. That's the former executive from Pfizer. He's coming out and blowing the whistle on it. Because how can you comply and promote not just a lie, but a murderous lie? And again, folks, how did they get so many people to go along with it? Remember? Because they're already doing it again. They're using the same tools. The media and Hollywood. And they're out there saying, hey, here comes a new variant. Trust us. Trust the science. This is our only hope. No, it's not. It killed young and old alike the first time and is still doing it right now. It'll happen again. We can't go along with it. But here's, again, lest we forget, how they did it last time. Watch this.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Early Start.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press data download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Morgan Freeman. I'm not a doctor. But I trust science. And I'm told that for some reason people trust me. So here I am to say, I trust science and I got the vaccine. If you trust me, you'll get the vaccine.
I can't.
What?
Has anything like this ever happened to your mother before?
No.
They got the vaccine.
I don't. I can't. Not that I know of.
I can't. Please help me.
The good news is that the vaccines are being rolled out. And there, I mean, you're on the list.
Yeah, I can't wait to get. I will fight an old lady for that vaccine. I will Game of Thrones. I will grab that. I'll be like a deranged junkie. I will grab the needle out of her arm.
Breathe, baby. Can you talk to me? Can you say anything?
So to stop that variant from taking hold, America needs to vaccinate as many people as quickly as possible.
Come on, baby. Come on. Breathe, baby, breathe.
Come here, one step. Come here, my son. Yeah. Can't get enough to the doctor.
It's okay.
But there are still nearly 20 million children around the world who are not getting the routine vaccines that they need to be safe. So please don't wait. Vaccinate yourself. Vaccinate your children.
I've been hiding a lot and not showing exactly what this has done to me. But I'm done hiding. And I'm done being scared. There are several stories like mine. The same doctors who told us this was safe are the same doctors brushing us off as if we didn't matter. It is now time that we are heard, seen, and believed.
You always, I mean, the younger kids are vulnerable. You don't want to be putting things into younger children until you know it's safe and effective. So we know we're good to go from 12 to 15. So now we're going to go 12 to 9, 9 to 6, 6 to 2 years, and 6 months to 2 years.
More people, according to VAERS, have died after getting the shot in 4 months during a single vaccination campaign than from all other vaccines combined over more than a decade and a half.
The more people in society that get vaccinated, the more chance there is of eradicating the national COVID pandemic. It's really important to know that the vaccines have all been through and met the necessary safety and quality standards.
This is for all you clowns out there that say you guys gotta take the shot. Don't take it. I tell you what, as a grieving mother, I'm gonna tell you why my daughter took that shot yesterday in Las Vegas and she's dead. She took the Pfizer vaccine and she's dead. They couldn't even revive her. I'm begging you people, don't take it, they're killing us!
Anybody heard about how my father was murdered with remdesivir? Has anybody heard about how the hospital called me and blamed me and my mom because we weren't vaccinated and that was the reason he died? Anybody heard about how they put my dad on palliative care and they never fed him and they starved him to death and they only gave him one can of Ensure in 9 days? Anybody hear about that? Anybody hear about how they put my dad in bilateral restraints, restrained him against his will, and pumped him full of remdesivir against his and his family wishes while they called me and blamed me and told me he was dying because I wouldn't take the vaccine? Has anyone heard this story? Anyone? You heard this story yet? You heard about how my dad was murdered in a worse way than people on death row? They murdered my father. They injected him with poison. They lied to me. They blamed me. You want me to act normal? Sit here and make videos like everything's okay?
I've heard some people actually say, Pastor Billy, you need to move on from this stuff. Let's move on to something else. Haven't we heard enough of this? This is what they're hiding from us. We're Christians on the side of truth and life. And there is a mass murder campaign going on. And how do we sit there and go, like the people in Germany? You ever wondered whether or not you would have complied in Hitler's Germany when they were mass murdering the Jews outside their town? You could hear the people. Yeah, I know what's going on out there, but I choose to be silent. Come on, I know that's gross. I know what the Nazis are doing out there, and I know that's horrible. I don't want to think about that. And they acted like, even though it was happening before their very eyes, let's just move on. Let's talk about something else. If you ever wondered how you would have responded, now you know. God says you are to be Christian, the salt, the light, the last day's resistance against these satanic lies and murders, the structuring of the Antichrist kingdom. I didn't say it, he did. We are not to comply with this. We are to speak out against this. Speak up against this. If you think the Hitler connection is too obtuse, here's an analysis. How many will die from the COVID jabs? Dr. David Martin simply said this. These shots are bioweapons. Big Pharma and the U.S. government knew about it. And again, they're saying they're going to ratchet it up again this fall. He said it's going to get much worse. By their own estimate, he says, they're looking at, listen, 700 million people dying globally. Which, I did the math, that is 116 times more than Hitler's Holocaust. And you want to move on to something else? No way. You cannot comply your way out of a Hitlerian regime. It's all based on lies, murders, falsehood, and they're using this to build the Antichrist kingdom. And so I encourage you to close, stop being a bunch of Christian clowns. The lost don't know, but we should tell them so they could know. But not a Christian. Don't be a clown. You need to start living up to that which who we're called to be during this time in history. We need to be the last day's resistance. As Christine once again warns us, we're not alone. There are millions of people across this planet who know what's going on. And we need to band together and speak up. Here's what she shares.
Whenever a government claims to have the people's interests at heart, you need to think again. In the entire history of mankind, there has never been a political elite sincerely concerned about the well-being of regular people. What makes any of us think that it is different now? If the age of enlightenment has brought forth anything, then certainly this. Never take anything any government tells you at face value.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated.
Always question everything any government does or does not do. Always look for ulterior motives and always ask, cui bono, who benefits.
The voluntary phase is over. It's time for mandates.
Whenever a political elite pushes an agenda this hard and resort to extortion and manipulation to get their way, you can almost always be sure your benefit is definitely not what they had at heart.
It was a case of asking people to go home, and if they didn't, arrest them.
As far as I'm concerned, I will not be vaccinated with anything that has not been properly vetted and tested and has shown no sound scientific evidence that the benefits outweigh the disease itself and possible long-term side effects, which to this day we don't know anything about. I will not be reduced to a mere guinea pig by getting vaccinated with an experimental drug. And I will most assuredly not get vaccinated because my government tells me to and promises in return I will be granted freedom.
If you have travel plans, there is one more thing to add to your packing list. proof of vaccination.
Let's be clear about one thing. No one grants me freedom, for I am a free person.
No, screw your freedom.
This has nothing to do with freedom. This has nothing to do with liberty.
So I dare the European Commission and the German government throw me in jail, lock me up and throw away the key for all I care. But you will never be able to coerce me into being vaccinated if I, the free citizen that I am, choose not to be vaccinated.
In other words, we're Christians. And our country, America, was founded on freedoms. And that our rights come not from the government, but from our Creator. And so, Christian, I encourage you, do not comply. Don't be a clown. Be a Christian. Do not put on a mask. Do not social distance. We will not shut our doors, and we will not promote our shot. And we will tell people, join the resistance. And we will speak up against tyranny until he comes. Why? Because here's the facts. Maybe normal isn't coming back, but Jesus Christ is. And last time I checked, guess what? He wins! And may he find us not complying, but resisting when he comes and gets us. Amen? Well, hi, this is Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries, and I hope you were blessed with this study. But in closing, let me ask you one final question. If you were to die today, are you sure that you go to heaven and not hell? Before you answer that, let me share a couple things that the Bible says. Did you know that the Bible says that God is holy and that we are not? And the wages of our sin or unholiness is death? In other words, we deserve to die and go straight to hell and be separated from God for all eternity. This is the great cosmic dilemma. God, who is holy and we are not, how can we have a relationship with him? The two will never mix. Now, to make matters worse, we don't even want to admit this, even though God already knows he's God. And so God, out of love, gave us something called the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were not something to just memorize or stick on your wall or give the appearance of being a religious person. The Ten Commandments were God's divine x-ray, if you will, into our heart and soul to reveal this truth that we need to admit. And that is this, that God is holy and that we are not. We are disqualified for heaven. So let's take a look at that divine x-ray that God's trying to get us to realize. The Ten Commandments, the ninth one says, you shall not bear false witness. That's lying. Okay? How many guys have ever told a lie? Raise your hand. Okay? Well, if you didn't raise your hand, you just did. You just told a lie because we've all done that. Well, that makes us a liar. Another Ten Commandment says that you shall not steal. Don't ever take anything without permission. How many of you guys have ever done that? Well, you guys already said you're a bunch of liars. All of our hands should have went up on that one. And for being honest, God already knows. Folks, we've all taken something. We've stolen something, right? That makes us a thief. Another Ten Commandments says that you shall not use the Lord's name in vain. He's not just holy. Even his name is holy. Hey, folks, let's be honest. If you can believe it, even the name of Jesus Christ has been turned into a common cuss word. Well, the Bible says that's a sin of blasphemy. Now we're a blasphemer. The Bible says you shall not commit adultery. And Jesus said, here's his standard. Even if you look at another person with lust in your eye, you committed adultery in your heart. Wow, so now we're an adulterer. The Bible says you shall not murder. And you might think, well, hey, at least I haven't done that one. Really? Again, the Bible says that the sin of hatred, wishing somebody was dead, okay, that's the same thing. It's akin to the sin of murder. It's just you pulled the trigger in your heart, but God sees the heart. Hey, folks, that's just 5 out of 10. How are you doing? You still think you're going to get to heaven on your own? You still think that you're qualified, that you're holy like God, and you could bridge the gap and have a relationship with him forever? I don't think so. I mean, what did we just see? You're going to stand before God, and so am I. We all are. And we're going to have to give an account for who we are. Hey, God, let me in. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm a blasphemer. I'm an adulterer. I'm a murderer. And the scripture is very clear, folks. Such people as these will not inherit the kingdom of God. We're in trouble. But folks, here's the good news. The Bible says that if we would just admit that, that's the first step, to admit that God is holy, that I'm disqualified for heaven, I need a Savior. If we would admit that and then ask for the Savior to save us. That's what God was doing with Jesus. God gave us His Son, Jesus Christ. He took the death penalty in our place so that we could be completely forgiven of everything we've ever done and be made holy through Jesus so that we can now have a relationship with God both here and now and forever in heaven. We can become qualified. The word that the Bible uses is a word called pardon, that God is willing to pardon us of all of our sins and crimes that we've committed against Him and disqualified us, that disqualified us for heaven, right? And we've actually seen this work in real life. There's been people who have committed crimes, gone to court, the gavel's been passed, the judge has said, hey, listen, we all know you're guilty, you even admit you're guilty, and for your crimes, you're going to not just jail, you're going to await in jail to go to the death penalty. And did you know that there actually is a way that somebody could get off of death row? It's called a pardon. The one in the authority, the governor, can grant what's called a pardon for that person's crimes, and they literally can go free. Not because of something they did, because the deeds are already done, you can't undo it. Not because they tried to clean up their act while they were stuck in the jail cell, because that doesn't change anything. But simply out of mercy, the person who has the authority can give them a pardon, and they can go free. And did you know it's actually on historical record that there have been people who have been granted a pardon from the death penalty and they've refused to take it? And so even though the offer was there to be set free, they themselves still had to go to the death penalty. Folks, in a nutshell, that's what God's doing every single day with all of us this side of heaven. While you still have breath, you still have an opportunity to receive God's pardon. He's willing to forgive you of all your sins if you would just receive His pardon through Jesus Christ. Again, that's what He was doing on the cross. The cross was the death penalty of the day. But since we weren't there, and since we can't earn it, it's a gift from God, you have to receive that by faith. Reach out even today from your own spiritual jail cell, if you will, and say yes to Jesus and God's pardon, so that you could be set free and go to heaven. The Bible says that if you will confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the grave, you will be saved. Hey, folks, if that's you, don't delay. You may not even have tomorrow. Today could be your last day. Please accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Confess with your mouth He is Lord. Believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the grave. And the Bible says you will be saved. Well, this has been Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries. If there's anything that we could do for you, our information and number will come up here shortly. And please don't hesitate to contact us. But remember, I hope to see you in heaven. God bless.